Over to Joe, who's calling us from Buckley. Hi, Joe. What's on your mind, sir?
I'd like to change my political question to a health question. Would that be okay?
Oh, certainly, sir. My problem. I heard those headlines before the program started today, and it is just so frustrating what the politicians are doing to mess us all up.
Well, you know, my problem was when I read all the many details and fine print of the new Privacy Act that everybody would push you to sign when you walked into the doctor's office here, I say, for the last 15 years or so, and I thought, well, what's wrong? I will just refuse to sign that and just stick with the old Privacy Act. It seemed to me like they were protected a lot better under the old Privacy Act than the new one.
Well, afraid not, sir. We've had a team of attorneys in 1996 check this out, and just a year and a half ago, we paid some more attorneys to find out what they thought, and we just can't accept anybody's insurance because you don't have privacy, and we can't accept electronic medical records either because you don't have privacy. So go ahead with your health question, sir.
My health question is to regenerate. I've been kind of lazy, I should say, the last couple of years, and I noticed I'm 58 years old. Notice that my muscle mass has went down. Now, can you fix that by having more testosterone? I take, you know, vitamins and different supplements. What determines to rebuild that muscle mass, would you say, besides, you know, exercise?
Okay, sir. Well, let me give you three answers, one of which you can do for yourself. So let's start with the one you can do for yourself that's quite harmless. If you go to just about any natural food store, the Toma Clinic dispensary, or your compounding pharmacy, you'll find a supplement that is called by some companies SOMA, and by some companies it's called SUMA. However, both describe the same botanical. It's from South America, I believe. And the botanical has this weird spelling, so hold on to your pencil. P-F-A-F-F-I-A. P-F-A-F-F-I-A. All right. Now, what does this papafia or soma or suma do? It builds muscle. How does it do it? Well, it does it almost, but not quite, the same way that testosterone might. Now, testosterone, let's get over to that, stimulates basically the nucleus of the muscle cell where the DNA resides, and the DNA sends out what are called RNA messages, and the RNA messages, they tell the cell to start building the muscle again. Well, FAFIA stimulates the RNA directly. How do you like that? It doesn't mess with the nucleus of the cell. And if you happen to be a bodybuilder, sir, you'd probably know about this because many of the bodybuilders I know use it. But why the word doesn't get around that this actually works by using part of the same pathway that the testosterone uses without messing with the nucleus of the cell, which is what keeps it safe. Anyway, you can find some FAFIA or soma suma, and you can read the label, and they'll tell you, oh, we suggest so many servings or whatever they call a capsule these days. And that helps people to build muscle, and they don't even need a doctor. How do you like that? Okay, now there's some things you need doctors for. Testosterone's one of them, sir, because it is possible that your testosterone, particularly the free fraction, is low enough that it's just not enough to help you keep your in muscle. And if that's the case, you need either to rejuvenate your own testosterone, which is sometimes possible in one's 50s, or you need testosterone from the outside, one or the other. That's something that you'll have to go over with the doctor. And it is possible to use enough testosterone for it to give us adverse effects, so we need to follow it with tests, make sure, for example, that your blood count's not going up too high, which happens infrequently, but it does happen to a few guys who use more testosterone than their bodies want. So testosterone is a second approach. I definitely check with a doctor who's skilled in natural medicine about that, and when I say that, I mean by doctors who know, I mean to refer to doctors who know that there are pro- and anti-carcinogenic metabolites of testosterone, and if you're going to be working with testosterone, you better check that person to make sure that their testosterone is metabolizing mostly in an anti-carcinogenic way, not just, here, have some, and then don't worry about the carcinogen or an anti-carcinogen balance. Not too many of those docs around. I don't know why. By the way, I do know that most of the clinics don't test for that because the only lab in our area that tests for that is Meridian Valley Lab, And I ask them every once in a while, do any of those men's clinics send us any tests to be done for pro and anti-carcinogens? Nope, they don't. Okay.
That's Meridian Valley?
Meridian Valley Laboratory. That's where the tests are done. They originated that test. They've been state inspected on it any number of times, and it's a good test. Okay, last thing, sir, and then I better get to the next person. And that happens to be oxytocin. Now, oxytocin, for whatever reason, even though it never hurt anybody, my goodness, a woman's pituitary gland makes a whole bunch of oxytocin when she's delivering a child, and she never got hurt by the oxytocin anyway. She sure hurts like heck from the childbirth, but the oxytocin doesn't hurt her, and there's a whole flood coming out. Well, very recent research has found that oxytocin directly stimulates muscle cell stem cells and gets them to rebuild and regenerate muscle. How do you like that? So, for whatever reason, a very safe hormone called oxytocin is only available on prescription right now. Unless, of course, you go online to some of those sources, and then you can't tell whether it's the real oxytocin or not. But your doctor, if they're skilled in natural and knowledgeable in natural medicine, can also prescribe oxytocin for you, and that helps to rebuild muscle. So there's three things there, sir, and thanks very much for the call.
Yes, so the home clinic can prescribe that.
Oh, yes, we can, of course.
All right. Thank you very much.